بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بعض كراهية القول لقول الإنسان اللهم اغفر لي إن شئت وليظلم بالطلب. There is the next chapter, and there is that when we are making dua, a person should not say that if you wish to accept my dua, O Allah. Because in there it shows that he is not dependent on Allah Ta'ala. And na'uzu billah, he can do without Allah Ta'ala. But a person must be determined, not also like a boss telling his worker to do some work, or rather a master telling his slave that do this. We don't speak to Allah Ta'ala like that also. Na'uzu billah, Allah is not our slave that do this for me, do that for me, do that for me. But we are beggars in the court of Allah, where we know we have got nothing and we can do nothing. And Allah is absolutely everything, and he has got all power, and there is no one above Allah. He can do as he pleases. So in that begging way we must make dua, and also with this sort of determination that Allah, you will definitely accept my duas. We shouldn't have doubts that I don't know if my dua is going to be accepted. We must look at the mercy of Allah and his kindness and be determined that Allah is going to accept my duas. So we shouldn't say that if you wish to, you accept my duas, and neither do we have an attitude of ordering Allah. Like a person who goes to a restaurant and he orders the waiter, bring this, bring that. Allah, na'uzu billah, it's not like that we order him around. We should be true beggars, and with that conviction that Allah is the most kind, most merciful, in spite of all our gunas. Those gunas in front of Allah are nothing. By us they are very big and we should be afraid, but in front of Allah they are nothing, and that Allah will accept our duas. In that way a person should make dua. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يقولن أحدكم, none of you in his dua must say like this, اللهم اغفر لي إن شئت, oh Allah, forgive me if you wish to forgive me. No, we shouldn't say that. We should say, oh Allah, please forgive me. I beg of you that you forgive me, and that you are most merciful, you will definitely forgive me. Allahumma arhamni in shikta. And he shouldn't say, oh Allah, have mercy on me if you wish to. No, we must say, I can't do without it. I'm not independent. I can't get forgiveness, I can't get mercy from anywhere else but from you. So I beg you, oh Allah, for your mercy. لِيَعْزِمَ الْمَسْأَلَى. And he must be determined in his conviction he should have when he begs of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ لَا مُكْرِهَ لَهُ. For Allah Ta'ala has got nobody to order him. There is nobody above Allah Ta'ala. So if Allah Ta'ala, we beg him and if he gives it to us, it is fully, he can do it. So we must in that way ask of Allah Ta'ala. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دعا أحدكم فليعزم المسألة. Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said whenever any one of you makes dua, then he must, with conviction he must make dua and have the determination that my dua is definitely going to be accepted, and I've got nowhere else to go to have my dua accepted. It's only you, O Allah, and I can only beg you. وَلَا يَقُولَنَّ اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ شِئْتَ. And he should neither say that if you wish to accept my dua, فَعَاطِنِي, then give me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا مُسْتَقْرِهَ لَهُ. For he has got nobody who can compel him. He is above everything. These ahadith mean that a person should make dua with conviction and certitude. He should not exhibit weakness in his request, nor leave the request to Allah's will, his wishes, because this gives an impression that one is independent of Allah, and so to say that I can do without Allah. When a person realizes his true position, he'll know I can do nothing, nothing can be achieved besides Allah Ta'ala. He is the doer of everything. The reality is that every person is fully dependent on Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and nothing is difficult for Allah. Even if he satisfies the wishes of every person in the world, it does not diminish the treasures of Allah one little bit also. According to some ulama, these ahadith mean that one should be hopeful of acceptance when making dua to Allah Ta'ala. باب كراهية قول ما شاء الله وشاء فلان. There is an next chapter, and this is that a person should not say this is disliked, and it is not correct to say that what Allah wishes and what so and so wishes. In other words, you're putting another some power, or another buzur, or another nabi equal to Allah Ta'ala. So, like Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says, دَأْمَدَّأَتْهُ النَّصَارَى فِي نَبِيِّهِمْ. Don't say what the Christians said with regard to their nabi, that he is also a god like God. Don't say that. But besides that, you can praise Isa alayhi salam as much as you want to. Praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as you want to. But don't say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is equal to Allah Ta'ala. Don't say that any buzurg, anything else is equal to Allah Ta'ala. So that is not, we shouldn't say that if Allah wishes and if so and so. In other words, if both the partners wish, then I will get what I want to. No, Allah is absolute, He is above all. عن حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تقولوا ما شاء الله وشاء فلان. Do not say what Allah wishes and what so and so wishes, whoever else it may be. ولكن قولوا, but say it like this, ما شاء الله ثم شاء فلان. What Allah wishes, and thereafter what Allah wishes, what that other person wishes also. In other words, now he is under Allah, below Allah, not equal to Allah Ta'ala. And what Allah wishes will come in his heart and he will wish that. Like you are going for a job, now the boss, he is going to take your interview, etc. Don't say that what Allah wishes and my boss wishes. But say what my Allah wishes and what my Allah puts in the heart of my boss. That is what is going to happen. Whatever we have got an application for some work, that what Allah wishes and what the person who is going to decide, thereafter what Allah puts in his heart. This hadith teaches us that it is not permissible to unify the creation of Allah with Allah. That will be shirk, that if anyone, anything else has got equal power to Allah Ta'ala. Because they cannot be equal. Allah is by far the most superior. So we should say what Allah wishes and what Allah puts in the heart of so and so.